So we're in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Halacha Dalet. Tumtum Vandroganus, Harehan Suffolk. That's also sort of a first. I don't recall any discussion of Tumtum and Androgynous in Hilchos Talmud Torah.
Yeah, I remember either.
It's interesting. There's something. This is continuing the same theme as Gimel. There's something about this. There's something about Giluach Peis, which lends itself to first stabilizing gender as a factor. Even though it's not the first time in which gender is a differentiating feature. By Talmud Torah also, women weren't chayiv. So it's not the first example of where women aren't, where gender is a fundamental feature in chiyuv. But yet, it's the first place where gender as a factor in chiyuv is being explored. It's interesting. Doesn't seem to concern him. Is Tumtum chayiv in Talmud Torah? Doesn't seem to concern him. It's interesting. Why isn't that a concern? Is an androgynous chayiv in Talmud Torah?
I guess it's drives to Lachomra. Now is there chayiv?
I understand. But why? But maybe you should have said by Talmud Torah. You could have asked this by Talmud Torah. Tumtum androgynous harim safek nosnim lem chumrei ish v'chumrei ish v'chol makam v'chayv makol v'im avru enim lokam. Well, there's no malchus. There's no malchus by Talmud Torah. But why would that be the factor? Why would that be the factor? What's the what? The question of whether the chayv or not is one question. The relevance of that to Malchus is something else. So he chooses to establish the principle, the factor of tumtumanic drugness by Giluch Peis, and then one's going to have to transfer it, the established principle, to Talmud Torah. Even the Talmud Torah, in terms of the Chibor, is prior. It occurs first. Is a curricularly an earlier unit. It's interesting. Hey, afal pisha isha muteres legaliach bas rosha.
Right.
So even though a woman is allowed to legaliach the pay of her rosh, harehi asura legaliach bas rosha zachar. She's not allowed to legaliach the bas rosha zachar. Vafilu katan asur lo legaliach lo. Even a katan, she's not allowed to negaleach. because the Yisr is formulated in terms of a chok of hairstyles. So she is not subject to such a hairstyle. But that doesn't mean that she is not. So let's say she did. So let's say an Isha was Megaleach, the Peah of a man.
She's Potter.
What?
She's Potter.
Of a man? Lachin.
Yeah, you should Shagalach Peah Rosh Ha'ish, or Shinizgalach Petura. Alacha, the third. Base out one.
Right. Base. Isha shegilcha pas rosha. Isha shnezgacha p'tur. Shnemar lo sakiv pas rosham. Lo sashchis eis pas zekanecha. Pol she yeshna bebal tashchis. Yeshna bebal takif. Isha yeshna bebal tashchis. Isha yeshna bebal zakam. Zikacha avadim.
So she's patra. It's a patra of a wasser. It's a patra of a wasser situation. So how does that fit into what's the nature of the Yisr?
For Pisha Isha, Paris le Galeach pas Rosha, Rehi Yastur le Galeach pas Rosha Zachar. Afilu Katan, Asr la le Galeach lo. It's an Yisr. It's not the Yisr, which is Nechayev and Onish. Losa kifu pas roshechem, losa shchi seis pas zikanecha. Kol she yeshno beval tashchas, yeshno beval takif. Vishinu beval tashchas, lefishin lazaka, fikach. Vina beval tashchas. So it's Asr, but it doesn't meet the criterion of an Onish. Interesting. But yet in Beis, he doesn't say that. He says, Kol she yeshno beval tashchis, yeshno beval takif. So the Isha is not in Baal Tashchis. She's not in it. So if she's not in it, how can you have an Isser? She's not in it. What does that mean, she's not in it? She's not in it. In what sense is she not in it? It's Asr. So she is in it.
That's a good point.
In what sense is she not in it then? Therefore, if she's not in it, so she should have an Isser. Because then she is in it.
That's a very good kasha. That's nice.
Right?
Nice.
Unless you want to say it's Asr Midrabanan, which would fit in with the next part. Ufeya zo sheminichem betzeda lo nasnu b'chachamim shir. What do you mean lo nasnu b'chachamim shir? It's a derisa, right? Lo nasnu b'chachamim shir. Shemana miskenim sheminech pachos me'arbeim saros. So maybe that's a drabbanan. Harei yaskir le galeach bas rosh. A zachar. A drabbanan.
I mean, the shiur is also talking about the deraisa of anishta.
He's also talking about what?
Nasi b'chacham shiur is not just talking about the isha; it's talking about all of the cases.
No, I understand. Yeah. I was just bringing that down. That this halacha seems to be dealing about the domain of chachamim rather than the domain of the deraisa. Why would you be talking?
Doesn't mean that it's not in the deraisa, though.
Say that again.
When he says the chachamim, does he mean the chachamim doing it to Rabbanan, or in the broader sense of divrei tofchim, which would include parameters of the deraisa?
Would
also include parameters of the deraisa.
Right. For example.
Which means, for example. Meaning, in this case, if there had been a shiur, it would have been a halacha mishmitin or something that the chachamim would have had to mention.
No, but then it wouldn't have been something that the chachamim are no saying. It would have been what it is. Ein lo shiur min haTorah. But he's adding beyond that. Not only is it not from a shiur min haTorah, but it's not a shiur which the chachamim formulated either. It's certainly not min haTorah, like by Truma. Ein lo shiur min haTorah, but whatever. He's not saying his point is not that ein lo shiur min haTorah. Of course there's no shiur from the Torah. But not only is there no shiur from the Torah, the chachamim didn't give a shiur either, just sort of a minig. It's a minig. It's a roll. I'm not sure what that is. Mishamana Mizukin. I'm not sure exactly what that is. It sounds like a minig, you know? It's not a shiur, so it's a minig. So by virtue of the fact that he's talking about phenomenon in the mitzvah, which is the province of the chachamim, in Upeya Zushim and Nichan, I wonder if the Isser is also, if the entire halacha, therefore, is talking about the province of chachamim, and the Isser is Midrabanan as well. That's what
I mean. Why, other than giving a parnasa for brisker rabbis, why did he make it explicit? I mean, we have to now, like...
Why what?
In other words, now we have to sit in darshan, you know, make inferences and inductions, you know, is apophysia, isha, literis, what's the nature of the sister, is it deraiser, drabonon, we can have conversation, up and back. I mean...
What do you need to deduct? It's pretty clear. It's aser by patrik of aser. I mean, you don't need any lambda in order to know what the halacha is here.
Why didn't you put it before?
A question which is briskly lambda. I'm just saying you can't ask, do you need briskly lambda if you can ask a lambda question?
No, Apisha Isha Muteris, like a Leapias Rosha, you're putting in Midrash.
No, I mean, based upon...
First of all, why is it also Midrash?
No.
I mean...
But what I'm saying is, based upon what I'm saying, that would make sense. Because he's now... this is the last halacha, and therefore, which is last because it shifts from the domain of the Daraisa to the domain of the Darabanan. That's why it's last. That's why it doesn't put it before. Because before is exploring the fundamental properties of the deraisa. So in the fundamental property of the deraisa, she's pater. It's only in the features that are open to drabanan that there is an isser, that the drabanan formulated an isser. That would explain why it's here. That's why it's last.
And the shear, why the shear left to the drabanans?
So what in the nature of the thing would make it shearless, without shear? Why is lack of shear a feature of what it is? The reason being,
Right, you would argue
yeah,
it's a lack of just the presence of a presence of a.
It's nicker. You can see it. You tell me you think it since it's halacha in style. Yeah, that's intrinsic to what it is. A shear takes it out of what it is. It's not a quantitative phenomenon. It's intrinsic.
Right.
It's intrinsically a stylistic phenomenon.
Is the pair there? Is the pair not there?
Right. Is it there in terms of a style? Is it a stylistic? It's like Tom, right? You know, can you taste it or can you not taste it? It's a phenomenon. So is it a feature of your hairstyle, or is it gone? Such that it's not a feature of the hairstyle. And therefore, to give it a shear is to make it into a hair phenomenon rather than a style phenomenon, and is to destroy its chokeness. Because its chokeness, in other words, what it is a choke of hairstyle. So if one quantifies it, and hairstyles are not measurable in quantitative terms. That's not what hairstyles are. Hairstyles are essentially qualitative phenomena of looks. A look isn't a quantitative phenomenon. You go to a barber. Make sure you leave 20 hairs. Who does that? That's not a hairstyle. That's not what a hairstyle is. That's not what a choke is. It's a look. So therefore, not only does the Torah not give a shear, the Torah does not have a shear because the nature of hairstyle is antithetical to measure. And so much so that the Drabbanan didn't even give a shear. And that's why all that there is sort of a kachi adas nihug, that it's in the domain of around 40, right? But that's not a shear. That's his whole point. That's a nihug, a hadracha and a nihug. It's not a shear, because to introduce shear is antithetical to the nature of the thing. It seems therefore based upon that there's two domains of the chok of giluach komer that one is subject to drabanan and the other is not. So the activity, the hairstyling activity, is subject to drabanan. It's not antithetical to why. That stands to reason also. Because the nature of the, because why is the woman not chayev? She's not chayev because the mitzvah sets itself up in terms of those citizens who are by nature participants in the style. In other words, the activity of promoting the style in the civilization is fundamentally allocated to people insofar as they are the subset of people who this style relates to. And that is the male part, the Balei Zakan of the community. Because the Balei Zakan isn't a biological phenomenon. That's the whole point. The Baal Zakan is not a biological phenomenon. The Baal Zakan is a hairstyling phenomenon. In other words, when you go to a barber, a men's barber, a fundamental part of his styling will be grooming the beard. That's a kind of haircutting place. Whereas you go to a woman's hairstyling place, it's a different type of hairstyling place because the issues, the looks, are dealing with a totally different set of hair. It's not a matter of coordinating beard to head hair. The coordination of those things is unique to the male hairstyle. That's the hekesh here. It's not a linguistic hekesh. It's a hekesh founded on the phenomenon of styling. So you go to a barber, he does two things, and he coordinates them. That's his job, is to make a coordinated look, hair look, out of men's hair and their beard. And that's the way it works. That coordination of those two hair domains. Whereas for women, it's totally something else. Therefore, when the woman not having a zakan isn't just that she accidentally doesn't happen to have a certain feature of hair. That puts her into a totally different class of hairstyle. And therefore, the domain of the pasuk puts the two together because they are features of the kinds of chuk of hairstyling that can exist in a man precisely because of men's hairstyle, the opportunities of men's hair. So therefore, since she doesn't partake of the beard, she doesn't partake of the entire area of style of coordinatings of look between head and beard. And therefore, it's not relevant to her. She's not a part of the halacha. The mitzvah is not formulated in terms of looks of balei zakan, not formulated in terms of people who are not balei zakan. But it's not antithetical to the mitzvah to extend it. Why? Because those who are balei zakan are simply the ideal paradigmatic expression of the concept of removing this hair, the comer look from the community. But any citizen is capable of either promoting or rejecting this hairstyle. The woman is capable of it. It's just the mitzvah sets itself up in terms of the ideal instance, the paradigmatic instance, but the Drabanan could extend it without doing violence to the concept at all. Midrabanan, any citizen who promotes this look is doing an essay. But the interesting thing here is, so what? Why isn't she going to makas mardas? If it's a drabanan, so why is there no makas mardas? That's the problem with that. There's always a makas mardas. Why is there no makas mardas? Where's the makas mardas for this drabanan? That's a big problem. How can you not have a makas mardas?
I'm thinking the same thing.
What?
I'm thinking the same thing.
Yeah, how can you not have a makas mardas? I don't know. That's a big problem for saying it's a drabanan. All right, so I'm not sure. I think the concept is correct. There's a dimension of the concept which is correct, but it's not a drabanan. It's something else. There's something in the derisa world. I'm not sure what that something is. All right, we'll have to leave it there.
Can we finish off the halacha?
What? But that's not a kashya on the shear. Shear, I think, fits in very well. That's why there's no shear midraisa, and that's why there's not a shear midrabanan either. And then our bayim cyrus isn't a shear. It's a niug of chumra of what to look at to guide the area. Not a shear. Umutar lil kot hapeos b'misparayim. It's a mutter to harvest to barber the hair with scissors. The teimanim say v'lilagaleach. That's the Rambam's shuvas. So it's a giluach, which is the yisr, which fits in with what we were saying. Because giluach is really an instrument of beard preparation, of beard style, and for men, and it's a use of the instrument of shaving, the shaving instrument on the head, and we have the same thing in English. He shaved his head. We get to haircut, but at a certain point, we don't view it as being a haircut. He shaved his head. Why do we call one shaving the head and the other one a haircut? Because the haircut creates a style out of a certain measured length of hair, whereas shaving is a look which emerges from the removal and eradication of hair. Now, even therefore even if one through scissors creates a look similar to shaving, it isn't a shaving. The shaving is the look produced by the instrument of shaving, which is to say the razor, the tar, the razor. So one has not violated the scissor unless one has shaved the payas, not removed the payas through scissors. Lo nesar lahashchasa shelatar. It's only usar with the destruction or the uprooting of the razor.
I wonder is that. I don't know if that's a halacha. I mean you can't. I don't know if we pass in that way. Well, you could take an electric shaver and then shave all the way around your.
Right, a crew cut.
Right.
According to this, a crew cut. According to the Rambam, a crew cut would be mutter. I think it's a machlokas rishonim as well. That is all that's going to happen there. Obviously, that's the Rambam saying that would be mutter according to him, without a question. Okay, so that's Gufa. What he's saying. The only question is, there's certain machlokas about whether. What exactly a tar is. I guess some people would hold that an electric razor is a tar. That's the only question. What is a tar? What's a scissors and what's a tar? But certainly with scissors, right, irregardless of what a clipper is, if separate from the question whether a clipper would be considered to be a tar or a scissor, if it was a scissor, that would certainly, according to the Rambam, be mutter. That's what he's saying, straight out. Mutter. A little cut up here, from the spray. It's interesting.
Right.
It's only the hashchata of the tar, which is aser.
Well,
what?
That makes sense. I mean, it seems to be like specifically the not only right. There's a specific look.
Right. But it's interesting. Well, it's not defined in terms of the produced look. The iser is the act of the hairstyling act. The hashchas of tar produces a certain look, but the iser isn't the production of the look. The iser, and therefore, if one could perfectly replicate it through chemicals, that wouldn't be iser.
Right.
But rather, it's the styling act. The iser is from in terms of the styling act, the hair styling act. Productive of the comber look. It isn't the comber look which is usur. It's the styling act productive of the comber look. That's the hashchasa. The hashchasa. It's a distinct kind of styling act. The hashchasas tar is a distinct type of styling activity. All right, good. So what time is it? So it is now. Good, 7:39. So we'll stop at this point. And pick up again tomorrow.
Shkoyach.